Just fucking go, because I got some stuff to say.
Ready?
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
What the hell is Dad Bod Outdoors?
The ones that drink a lot.
I'm a bad hunter.
Looking for free.
Help is on the way!
You guys should be fishing.
I got time later.
Yeah, right.
Golf.
What's so? Fishing. Have you been out yet?
I haven't been out since the last time we spoke, except for down in Florida.
Yeah.
That's where I was fishing.
I was just wondering what the water temp was. It's got
to
be.
I've heard anywhere in between 40 to 46 down on the river. Yeah. But I don't know on any of the lakes.
I mean, they just froze over again a few days ago or.
I took the boat out on Buffalo it was actually on Easter. I just tootled around, and it was 36 out there. Yeah.
Surprised me it's so cold.
Mm-hmm.
Just because with all the rain and
I'm
the
sure
warm
now
weather,
it's almost like, 40.
We haven't had any sun.
No.
We haven't, tomorrow's going to be
chilly.
The warmest day so far, and then it's going to dive back down.
I bet you got.
Well, Saturday and Sunday, it's not going to dive down. It's going to be warm.
Yeah, I haven't checked.
With that rain, that probably helped. And then, obviously, the rest of this week is like 70 degrees. And then, I think next week is like 5 days of rain there.
Is it really?
Well, that's what the forecast says, but we'll
don't
see.
Don't need any fucking rain.
We need a lot of rain.
No, we don't.
We've got a lot of potholes. Dude. Potholes, ponds, it's nice.
Oh, ponds.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, potholes
that
on the
too.
Fucking road.
That too, I hit those every fucking day and rattles my truck all over the place.
Well, let's call them in.
should I call you?
No, don't call me, because I don't care. call somebody above me, that makes me go do it.
Call dispatch.
Marty, there's one off of 280 and 94.
That's MnDOT.
Nah, I figured that.
Yeah, it's gonna. It'll be warm this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But then it'll. Complete opposite Saturday and Sunday. South wind Saturday, north wind on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday I'm gonna try to go fishing. I was gonna go Saturday, but I got a birthday party I have to go to in Sabika.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is that where that big cricket guy is?
Grasshopper.
Cricket.
Or the guy with the pitchfork and the...
Grasshopper.
What are you talking about?
Right, big statue. Big
statue. Oh, I guess I don't even pay attention. Because I don't take whatever way you guys go.
10.
Because whenever I go up there, I come from Otter Tail and go to Sabika.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like downtown.
Well, it's not a big town.
But yeah, I don't even go into Sabika. My grandma lives on the outskirts on the north side of Sabika. Okay.
We say my grandpa's cabin, or our grandpa's cabin's up there.
Okay.
That's the way we used to take up there till we figured out the shortcut.
I wonder if they got turkeys on their property.
There's turkeys up there.
No, I know there is, because...
There has been for, years.
I remember seeing them when I was younger going to my grandma's.
Mm-hmm. I remember driving from the cabin to my uncle's.
Should ask my dad about that, because he deer hunts out there every year.
Yeah.
See if he ever sees any turkeys.
They're fucking everywhere now.
Yeah, I know.
They're delicious.
I want to shoot one.
They're all the way up on Leech now.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they...
My dad had them walking down on the point at the cabin.
Walter. Mario's been seeing them.
Going to bed?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, what are you doing?
Going down. Just getting down here.
What?
I just wanted to be down here.
Why are you talking like a baby? Do you want to sit on my lap?
No.
Goo goo gaga?
Yeah. But yeah, Mario's been seeing tracks up at Leech. He hasn't seen any,
mm-hmm.
but he's been seeing a lot of tracks on the road. And I know there's a bunch. I know there's a bunch up there.
Get out of here!
Yeah, Dad just sent me a picture the other day. He was, I don't know what he was doing, but he looked out the window and there's a gaggle of freaking turkeys just hanging out right along the river.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm like, you should buy a license because the season's coming up soon.
Yeah, it starts next Wednesday.
And then he sent me the thinking face emoji, so I think I got his gears spinning a little bit.
That's up north?
Yeah, Otter Tail.
Did they get their house built?
The Schaus is almost done. So once the Schaus is finished, they're going to...
what?
Shed house.
Oh, okay.
Barn dominium. They're going to live in that. Either somebody's going to come and take the cabin away, like put it up on stilts and on a trailer and haul it away.
Mm.
Or I don't... that's what their plan is.
Did somebody buy it?
Yeah. They're just giving it away.
Okay.
Whoever wants it can come take it away. That's what they're trying to do.
Interesting.
So if you guys know anybody wants that, it's like a 25 by 25 cabin, all one level, everything inside of it, except for the refrigerator, pretty sure.
Be sweet to have some land to stick it on.
Nothing's wrong with it.
Just building bigger.
Yeah, they're just going to, they're trying to take it away so they don't got to knock it down and pay for it or dispose it, because I'm sure somebody would want to take it away for free and put it on hunting shack land or something.
Yeah, no shit.
Tell you're thinking of Dave, right?
Fuck yeah.
Fucking Dave.
I mean, everything's sound on it. I mean, my dad's one of those nitpicky guys. If something's wrong, he'll fix it instantly right away himself.
Yeah.
The only thing wrong with it, there's a bullet hole in it.
Yeah.
It's already better than what Dave has.
Yeah, somebody was shooting handguns, target practicing apparently, and it lobbed up somewhere from, I don't know, like half mile south of our place, and went right through our cabin.
Hmm. Really?
Same thing happened to our neighbor, which was like three or four cabins down, but it went through his pane glass window and bounced off his wall and landed right in front of his TV.
Holy shit.
Really?
And he saw it all fucking happen.
Saw it happen.
Yeah, he was sitting in his fucking living room chair watching TV when this all happened.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's wild. We just had that conversation today at work. This guy was shooting at work in his backyard. He's like, I was just shooting y'all like towards the ground from an elevated position. I'm like, like ricochets, man. Oh, I can't go that far. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Like, they go freaking far. Mm-hmm. And then then everybody had a story about like bullet landing in somebody's house or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just like, jeepers.
The guy confessed up to it, and my dad didn't press charges or anything, and neither did our neighbor, but still.
Yeah, same guy or different guy?
Same guy.
Jeez.
Same guy. Both happened in the matter of 10 minutes of each other.
You think he would... Oh,
my dad wasn't at the cabin when it happened.
I didn't know it was that close. And
no, it was the same day, same guy, everything. But my dad and Jill got to the cabin, and they went back into the room, and my dad's like, why is there a hole in the side of the cabin? Like, there was... hole about that big, you know? Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, it was a 9mm is what he was shooting. And, yeah, you could tell that the bullet came down into the cabin, and then it was stuck into the wall that separated the mechanical room and the living room.
Really?
Damn.
Yeah, right in a 2x4. Landed literally right in the middle of the stud of a 2x4.
That's cool. But not.
Yeah, what are the odds of that, though?
Happens more than you think, but it's still like just dumb people, really.
Yeah, especially Chuck, our neighbor. He's sitting there on his couch and just...
That'd be wild. That'd be freaking wild, man.
That'd scare me.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do either.
I'd poop.
Yeah, I probably would too. I have to go change my britches.
One round comes into your house, and you're like crawling on the ground trying to get...
We're getting shot at! We're getting shot at! Everybody die! Hit the dirt!
What the hell? So you just got back from Florida.
Florida.
How's that?
It was good. It was a lot of fun.
How many days did you fish?
Fished 4 out of the 6 days.
Really?
Yeah.
How much, or what were you going for?
Just whatever bit. We were just using plain hook and shrimp is what we were told to use from everybody, and what I learned down there last year. And
like big shrimp?
I mean, they range from like that big to like that big.
Not like our freshwater shrimp.
Cocktail shrimp.
Yeah, they're like cocktail shrimp size. Okay. But that, and then we were using crabs too. I'll get into that story, but... first day we got there, we just did a lot of exploring, checked out the beaches and everything, and the next day we did the same thing, and then we stopped at a few bait stores just to check things out, And we actually didn't start fishing until that Friday, and it was just a washout. Mm-hmm. Don't ask why. But we ended up stopping at a bait store called Master Bait and Tackle.
Oh, yeah. Did you get anything from there, like a shirt?
Yeah, I got two shirts, one for me and one for my dad.
Nice.
And then I was going to buy a hat, too, but it was $40, and I'm like, holy. Jesus. Yeah, I'm good on the hat. I'll buy a t-shirt because they were only $20, and, you know, so. And then I bought some bait and everything from there, too. I figured might as well. I wasn't going to die in the truck because I borrowed my my cousin lives in Naples down there,
okay.
And he borrowed me his big Frabel bait box. Nice. And I'm like, you don't ice fish down here? And he's like, yeah, I use it for when I buy shrimp and go to the ocean. That keeps them cool. It keeps them cool and fresh and alive. Otherwise, the water gets warm, they die. And I'm like, yeah. Makes found sense. That out last time I was here.
Does he run the aerator on it then, or yeah. Just ice?
Yep, it okay. Just runs the aerator in it, because it actually stays pretty cool in there as long as it's...
out of the sun.
Out of the sun, or you put a towel or a blanket or something over it. And I mean, it's already white to begin with, so the sun just kind of bounces right off of it.
Yeah.
Which it's nice. And so we got some shrimp and whatnot, and then we got back to the cabin later on that day, and it was still just... piss pouring with rain. Mm-hmm. It was literally a washout that entire day. But after we got a little bit of a break in the rain, we went and sat down on the dock because I got a VRBO on the canals down there.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a nice place. And we caught nothing but catfish in the canal.
Really?
Yeah. Literally nothing but catfish.
What kind of catfish?
Channel catfish.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was messed up, man. I'm like... Caden was tossing the plastic and everything. He's like, he wanted to catch a bass or a peacock bass because he was watching videos on YouTube of these YouTubers catching peacock bass with plastic baits down there. And so he was doing that. And
was there a possibility he would?
I mean, yeah, maybe. Okay. I don't know. I don't know
anything about peacock bass.
I don't know anything. Somebody either. Let him go down there.
No, but I just don't know if it was like, you know, he's going and, you know, like, say she wants to go to Lake Rebecca and catch like a muskie or something, and she's casting off the dock. I didn't know if it was like kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
I guess I don't know what the peacock bass population is down there or anything like that. I know they're there.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to catch them. I never saw one or anything while we were there.
They could be like 900 feet deep. And
Yeah. I don't know. But we caught nothing but catfish off the dock on the canal.
That's funny.
Yeah, that
day. How big?
I mean, they're... That was probably the biggest one.
18, 20 inches?
Yeah, 20 inches was probably the biggest one, I'd say. And it was funny, because he kept chucking that, and I was just using a float with, like, a 18-inch snell, because that's how you're supposed to fish the canals there, because you're supposed to fish shallow close along the edges of the canal, because that's where a lot of the fish stay, because that's where all the structure is. And I was just sitting there hanging out, and all of a sudden my bobber went down. I'm like, yes, I got a fish going. Set the hook. I'm like, oh, well, I haven't seen it yet. I'm like, Caden, get the net. And that's another thing. I left my my fly fishing net down there. I know. I left it on the dock on accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I donated it, so I guess whatever. Yeah. It is what it is. Get it close to the dock. He goes down to net it, and it comes up so I can actually see the fish. And I'm like, it's a catfish. Get the net out of here. And I just whipped it right onto the dock and let it go. And yep, same thing three more times. And I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'm not catching any more catfish and wasting shrimp on catfish. I mean, granted, shrimp's cheap. It's
really?
$5 a dozen for shrimp.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then later that day, we went to a bridge, an overpass, where the guy told us to go and hang out if we wanted to fish underneath cover from the rain and everything. We went and tried that, but didn't catch anything big. Caden caught a lot of, I think they were red snapper.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. They were only, like, that big. Those little things had, like, pointy teeth.
No shit.
Yeah, they were, like, that long.
Oh, cool.
They're just these little tiny fish.
And, really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
that's what they were. Was a red snapper. Yeah, nothing bigger than my hand, really.
It'd be so weird to like I mean, we just fish, you know, Midwest or whatever, and then, like, to go to Florida and, like, obviously have zero idea what the hell anything is.
I mean, you go anywhere interior United States, and it's the same.
Yeah, yeah. You go down there and you're catching, you know, shit with teeth. Yeah. Like, something small like that with teeth, and you're like, dude, this is bigger than Northern.
Yeah. It was crazy, and Caden was catching those one after another. Like, here's where Caden was standing on the rocks, literally 5 feet in front of where he was standing. He was catching all these fish, really? All these little red snappers right next to the rocks.
With the shrimp?
Yeah, with the shrimp. And he'd cast out towards the deep. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Reeling 5 feet in front of him.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, just because of the structure and the rocks and everything. Like I said, I don't, or like you were saying, it's Florida. It's a whole different ball game of fishing down there, so I'm still kind of learning and everything, but
it's like starting over.
Yeah, it is starting over, but apparently the thing to do when you're fishing down there is you use a number 2 to a number 4 circle hook with a shrimp, and then just a tiny little split shot like 4 to 6 inches above that hook, and you toss it out as far as you can, and you just let it sit.
It's like almost like how we fish for trout, except with
pretty much,
except with the goop,
goop, either shit. That or night crawlers, yeah.
And then we just, it was basically catfishing for trout,
yeah, basically, yeah, which is frowned upon in the trout world, you could say,
it is.
Fuck them.
And literally everybody at every fishing spot, every beach, that's how they were fishing. Unless they were fishing the ocean, then they were fishing like a slip sinker rig for river fishing, basically.
Like on the beach?
Yeah, on the beach. They cast it out as far as you could. And
then what, does the tide just take it out or what?
No, you just cast it. Because if you just cast slip sinker, it just sits where it lands.
Yeah, you just cast it out as far as you can and you let it sit. And the VRBO place we stayed at, the guy's actually from Ontario. And
weird.
Weird is right. And when I was talking to him, he's like, so you're from Minnesota. Are you fish at all? And I'm like, yeah, I fish a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, if you want to fish, I left you a shark rig on the countertop. Then you just go and get shrimp and go out to this one spot on Sanibel Island and you'll catch shark out there.
What?
Yeah. We never caught a shark when we went out there on that spot, unfortunately.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm assuming smaller fish were pecking off all of our bait. Yeah. And everything. And we were there midday. I don't even know what the time you're supposed to be there at. But, yeah. We never got any shark, unfortunately.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would have been really cool.
Do they have piers or anything down there?
Yeah, they do have piers, but they're out of order right now.
Oh.
Due to the hurricane that went through a couple years ago. There's still a lot of rebuilding in the Fort Myers, Cape Coral area. At least Fort Myers. Cape Coral's looking pretty nice. And
Brandon goes somewhere down there, and the whole island got wiped out.
Yeah, Sanibel Island got wiped out. Yeah. Completely wiped out.
Maybe that's where you go.
That island is actually coming back now, too. Because that's where I spent a lot of our time when we were down there.
Okay.
And then the next day, we went to Sanibel Island, and I stopped at this one bait store called Whitney's, and I asked the guy, like, what's a person got to do to catch a fish around here? Specifically that guy right there. And I pointed at Caden, and he gave me these snells and the split shots and everything. And I'm like, oh, I already got all that stuff. Is there anything else that a person needs? And
yeah, this ain't working.
And he's like, nope, that's all you need then. And I'm like, well, I'll take the hooks anyway just to have some more and some extra in case I get broke off or something. And then he sent us to this place called the Ding Darling Preserve.
Mm-hmm.
Or Darling Ding or Ding Darling, something like that. And we went there, and it's $10 a vehicle to get in or $1 to walk the entire thing. And obviously we drove. But that guy told us to stop at all the culverts. Because at every culvert, there's current. It'll go one. It depends on the tide, so it depends on which way it's flowing.
Mm.
But you want to fish on the side that it's flowing out of, because that's where all the fish are going to congregate, because all the bait fish and other things get pushed out through that culvert, and that's what they're attracted to, obviously.
Yeah.
And he said fish that side. And we literally probably caught 20 fish on this one culvert, but they were all just...
Dinkers.
Oh, really?
You know, they're like panfish size. And
was it the same, like, snapper? Or
yeah, there was red snapper, the red grouper that Caden caught, and then we were catching pinfish, which is basically just like a hopped-up sunfish on steroids.
Okay.
It's, I'll show you a picture, but they're really cool looking.
Really?
Yeah. And Caden did have something of significant size on.
Oh, really?
We never saw it. It was peeling the drag line out like crazy. We were just using... because my cousin borrowed me his poles, and the rod that we had was a 7-foot medium action with a 2500 series reel on there.
Okay.
And I had basically the same kind of rod, but it was more of like a... It was a really thick rod and short and stout. It was only 6 foot, but yeah, that was only a 3500 reel on there. So we didn't really have the greatest equipment for however big that fish was, because it was big.
Yeah.
That, I thought that rod was going to break.
Oh, really? he was like a grouper or something.
The kids that were there fishing with us, they were walking around and everything, telling us information and what to do and what not to do. And because I'm like, so obviously I'm not from around here. And he's like, yeah, where are you guys from? Minnesota. He's like, yeah, heard there's good fishing up there. I'm like, yeah, there is good fishing, but it's not the same as ocean fishing. So yeah, if you could help a guy
but
out.
But you just feel like it, like, it's not that you're, feel like an idiot when you're like asking,
like an
people,
outsider.
But yeah, like that's what I felt like when we were in like Montana or South Dakota or whatever, and fish for trout and all the, whatever.
Yeah,
it's like, what do I do?
Yeah,
like, where do I go?
You feel kind of feel dumb.
Yeah, it's like, do I use spinners or worm? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and that kid told me the same exact thing that I had set up. He's like, yep, no, that's what you want to be doing. And he showed me a different way to hook the shrimp, which had a better success rate on hooking up, which is basically like right through the head. But you got to be careful not to hit the brain, because if you hit the brain, it'll die. Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah. And then they won't be active anymore. And apparently you want them live, otherwise you're not going to catch anything but stingray or catfish with dead... Yeah, you don't want to catch stingray.
Steve Irwin, bro.
Yeah, I know, that's why.
R.I.P., man. That'd be a hell of a way to go, though. Oh, good story for your kid.
Yeah, right? My father died by getting stung like Steve Irwin.
Yeah, Steve Irwin tribute.
Oh, was he swimming with him?
Nah.
No. Well,
he's fishing. He's trying to take the hook out of his mouth.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And while we were there fishing, there was this group of people. It was like three dudes and two chicks get out of this SUV, and they were walking around with buckets and those big cast nets, so they're tossing out these cast nets and catching bait. And,
cool.
And he walked over and, mind if I throw my net? I'm like, no, go for it. This is actually pretty cool. I'm from Minnesota, so I don't get to see this kind of stuff, because it's pretty sure that kind of stuff is illegal here, isn't it?
I don't know if
it's
a cast net.
I don't know if it is or not.
Unless you have license or something, like, or a permit or something like that.
Maybe you'd have to look it up, because you can't really catch your own bait damn near up here.
No, you can't.
But like, I mean, you can't use game fish for bait, but I don't know.
But yeah, they were catching all sorts of fish, and the one bait the guy caught, it was like that big. I can't remember what it was called, but it kind of looked like a sucker, but it wasn't a sucker. It actually had like a real mouth, like a... Can I resemble the mouth to...
Like a human mouth?
No.
You ever seen a pike minnow from out west?
No.
You ever seen those? I just, for some reason, it popped in my head because I just saw Snapchat about it. We caught a few out there when we were trout fishing in Idaho. But they're like, they have like the body of a sucker, but the mouth is like this.
It's point, like, it's kind of like a trout, I should say. Yeah, that's how this fish
but
was.
But like bigger lips.
Oh, okay.
So they're really weird.
I was thinking that one fish that looks like Nancy Pelosi. You see that?
Which one's that?
There's a fish that has like almost like legit lips and everything. Ton
of makeup.
It's pretty awesome.
Can I say a joke on here?
Maybe.
About Nancy?
I don't know.
It's kind of provocative.
I don't give a shit. Because we've filtered anything else out before.
What do you get when you cross a pig with Nancy Pelosi?
What?
Nothing, because there's just some things a pig wouldn't fuck.
That's good.
My dad made that up.
Did he really?
Yeah. Awesome. He said that to me, and I'm like, where'd you hear that one? And he's like, I made it up myself. And I'm like, bullshit. And he's like, no, I swear to God.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
which is funny, because about a year ago, your brother said that he would nail her because she has big jugs.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Gross.
It's on their podcast and everything.
It's disgusting.
She's got big jugs.
Gross.
No, dude. She's
gross.
Everything that's wrong.
Yeah, is wrong.
With America. With her.
Yeah, that too.
California.
But yeah, the one kid that was he was actually helping Caden fish quite a bit. I thought that was pretty cool. Like, he told me, he's like, yeah, I help kids in this area at this fishing organization at this camp resort thing that's on the island. I'm like, oh, well, that's pretty cool, you know. And, well, I appreciate the help, thanks, you know. And that way I could kind of fish on myself and not have to worry about. Yeah, no, he was 16, 17 years old. If that,
that's
maybe.
What they want you to think.
Yeah, no. There were some young kids, though.
Did you see Taken?
Yeah, I did see Taken.
And you do not have a particular set of skills.
No.
I mean, you can barely catch a fish. You can barely catch a fish out of state.
Yeah.
I don't know what you can do.
Like I said, I kept catching pinfish after pinfish. That was cool.
Was that what you sent the video of? I don't remember it exactly.
I can't remember. I feel like I sent a lot of videos and pictures and shit. Yeah.
One was like a sunfish looking thing, and the other one was different.
Yeah, like I said, they were all like hand size. Yeah.
Did you eat any of them?
No, I didn't. But we caught quite a few, or Caden caught quite a few of those red grouper.
Yeah.
And the one kid's like, yeah, you can eat those if you want. And I'm like, I don't have a cooler full of ice or anything. These are just going to spoil. And, but they were actually, those one people that were getting bait, they were getting bait for shark fishing out on the ocean later in the evening. Yeah.
Cool.
But that one big fish I was telling you about, they're like, yeah, that's what we want to use for bait. And I'm like,
dude, there's this guy.
Where are you guys fishing? I want to come watch this shit, you know?
Dude, there's this guy I follow on YouTube, and he fishes with a 15-foot Boston Whaler Montauk, but, like, the fish he brings in that thing...
Are as big as a boat, maybe?
Dude, it's so cool, and watching him struggle... He just fishes by himself.
Yeah.
And watching him, like, struggle getting these... And, I mean, their trolling speed is, like, 20 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, yeah, you know, we used up, you know, X amount of gas. And he's like, yeah, we're just trolling. And it's like, you know, I'm like, fuck, that's
full
as fast.
Speed ahead.
I was like, that's as fast as my boat goes. Fuck. But yeah, he's just, it's pretty, it's cool. But like, it'd be cool. The one thing, was it my mom and Mike went to wherever? But they're like, yeah, I want to catch a shark.
Cabo.
Yeah, like, I want to catch a shark.
I want to go to Cabo.
But the dude's like, no, like, you want to catch a tuna. He's like, if you want to fight a fish, he's like...
Tuna. Or a grouper, I was told.
Yeah, was it King? King?
No, Goliath grouper.
Goliath grouper.
Jesus.
Dude, I've watched so many of those videos. It's so fucking cool.
I'll tell you the story at the end of it, because that was pretty much the end of the trip.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I'm at the edge of my seat.
But yeah, after we were done fishing there, we did a little bit more driving around, and fishing just at that one culvert ate up 3.5-4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, we caught quite a few fish there, and my daughter, she didn't say a word. She just enjoyed herself sitting in the shade reading her book.
Really?
I was really surprised. Like,
oh, shit.
She's really big into reading these days, and that's, I'm like... Good. Interesting. No, it is good. Like, yeah, she's super smart. She's in 4 advanced placement classes in 6th grade. So, Definitely didn't get those smarts from me, I'll say that much.
No, we used to be in the same classes.
Yeah. And, not a peep from her. She was enjoying herself, so, yeah, we just lost track of time there. And
cool.
Because I wanted to go to this one spot called the Blind Pass, which is it's a channel that separates Sanibel Island to Captiva Island. And there's actually current that runs through there, but it's a really good fishing spot. Like, I watched a lot of videos on it and everything before I went down there, and I'm like, these people are catching sea trout, they're catching grouper, they're catching snook, you know, catching everything, shark, and it was really cool. I'm like, we're going to go there and fish. And got there and started fishing, and people next to us, they're from Minnesota, too.
I'll go figure.
Yeah, no kidding.
Where?
White Bear Lake.
Jeez.
Yeah. Because I was asking them, I'm like, is it okay if we fish here? I don't want to encroach on you guys, because everybody's just literally lined up along the shoreline fishing. Yeah. And he's like, no, go for it. And you don't look like you're from around here. I'm like, nope, not at all. I'm from Minnesota. And he's like, huh, funny. We are, too. And I'm just like, weird. And started bullshitting with them and everything. And he told us that they were from White Bear Lake, and apparently he's got a cousin that lives in Buffalo. And
Jesus.
Yeah, fucking just weird. Of course. Weird as fuck. Yeah. But
go down to the BBG, you'll find him.
Yeah. I don't go there very often.
That's where you'll find the catfish.
Yeah, that's definitely where you will find the catfish.
Cougars.
No.
I wouldn't not call even them that.
Swamp donkeys.
Yeah. Catfish.
Catfish, swamp donkeys, same thing.
Yeah.
God dang it. Go on.
But, we were sitting there and we fished all the way up until basically dark, but we literally caught catfish after catfish after catfish after fucking catfish. We didn't catch anything besides catfish on the ocean.
What about everybody else?
There was the guy to the right of us. He was from some European country. I couldn't understand a fucking word he was saying.
Fuzzy foreigners.
Yeah. But when he caught the first fish he caught when he showed up there, like literally half an hour after us, first fish he caught was a sea trout. And it wasn't anything big, but it was like that big still. And I'm like, no way. And I walk over and I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool. And he's like, you want? And I'm like, no, I don't want it. I just wanted to catch it and come see it because I don't get to see this kind of stuff where I'm from. And, oh, okay. Like, I'm sure he didn't understand a single word I said to him. But, I went back and started fishing again and caught another catfish. And guy, two people down from him, caught this snook. And this snook was, I don't know, 28, 29 inches, 30 inches. It was a nice fish. Yeah. You know, that was really cool. I walked over there and talked to him and everything, and he was just tossing this little tiny Cleo-looking bait.
Really?
He wasn't using live bait at all. He was just strictly using artificial, or whatever you want to call those little Cleo-looking bait things. It's not even a little Cleo, but it looked like it.
Yeah, just a spoon.
Yeah, some type of spoon that's down there. And he says that's all he uses down there. He'll catch snook, and he'll catch sea trout, and sea bass, he'll say he'll catch on it. I'm trying to remember the other one. He'll catch on it quite a bit.
Kick his ass, sea bass.
Dude, that was a sweet thing. I went to a outdoor shop in Colorado when we were out there. Walking through, and it was this... I wish I would have just went there a few times, but I went to fucking Sportsman's Warehouse, which fucking sucked. I went to Shields because I had to get some Easter shit. But then when we got back into Fort Collins, there was a place called Jack's.
Okay.
And it was five or six small buildings connected to each other. And each building had, like, here was your camo shit. Here was your bows. Here was your guns.
Oh.
But the one was fishing stuff. And I went there, looked around for a while.
A lot of trout stuff, I'm sure.
Dude, there's some sweet fucking lures. Yeah. Like, shit you see in Bass Pro Shops magazines and stuff. It's like, what the fuck? And it was all there. Like,
mm-hmm.
It was cool as shit.
Yeah.
It was so sweet.
Yeah, some of the bait stores that we stopped at, and I told Caden he could pick out a bait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he picked out this freaking crab-looking bait. Like, what are you going to use that for back in Minnesota? Bass? I mean, I'm sure a bass would eat it more than likely.
They're dumb.
Yeah, they are dumb. But it's a crab like that big. It's plastic. And it's on a weighted hook, basically, an eighth-ounce weighted hook. So
like even if he doesn't catch anything, throw it on the wall or something. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
He'll fish with it off the dock up at the cabin, and I'm sure he'll catch pike and walleye and bass and rock bass off the damn thing like he always does every year. Catch a
sturgeon off of it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me, but yeah.
You're ordering crab cakes or whatever.
Oh, crab, fresh crab. I had a nice crab meal when I was down there, too.
Did you eat a lot of seafood down there?
Two nights I had seafood. I had crab the one night, and then I had shrimp the other with shrimp. I had shrimp fettuccine. But the one night I had all you could eat crab.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You met a lady then?
No, I didn't. Lady of the night. No, I did not, unfortunately. That'd be cool, though. Meet somebody down there and have a free place to stay when you want to go to Florida.
Right? Unless Jamal's in town.
Yeah, unless Jamal's in town. That too.
Was it so? You said the end of the story. Was it just the big snook?
Yeah, that was just the big snook that he caught. And
oh, damn. I was hoping it was like a grouper.
Yeah, and there was a lot of people that were actually fishing from the bridge too.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd see a lot of those people reeling catfish and throw them over the bridge. It was kind of humorous. Everybody was catching catfish. Yeah. Like, it wasn't unheard of, but
that's what was it? Is that saltwater or freshwater?
That was saltwater. That was crazy. Literally all saltwater. So apparently catfish can live in saltwater too. And they were channel cats, you know, but just what we have here in the Crow River.
No shit.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they were channel cats. I guess I never looked it up, but it looked exactly like a channel cat.
Is it weird to fish, like, among people?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like shoreline, like that down there where it's just, like, stacked up. But there's places around here that are that way, too. But
yeah.
But no, it'd be super weird, like, on the ocean. You know, it's like, here's this huge ocean. It's like, here's, like, 200 people, like,
well, that's apparently the spot to be because there's like a channel, like a deep channel that runs, because that's the pass, like a river I was telling you about, and it just runs right into the ocean, and a lot of fish just funnel right up through that deep channel from what I was.
Channel cats live in both.
Well, I figured that. Yeah.
Go on.
Because I was looking at Google Maps, and I'm like, how the hell does a freshwater fish live that far away from the inland waters? Because it's a solid 3-4 mile boat ride from the nearest river.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But yeah, apparently catfish can live in salt water too.
They're still fun to catch though.
Yeah, it was fun. Like I just gave up and said, "Screw it, I'm not going
to." You want to catch something cool?
So I waited until basically dark, and all of our shrimp are basically dead at that time because I didn't bring the Frable bucket because I didn't think I was going to need it out there. And apparently I was wrong. And, all of our shrimp was dead, so caught nothing but catfish after that, too. So I was a little disappointed, but what can you do? Caden had a blast. He's like, we're still catching fish. This is so much fun. And I'm like, yeah, but we can catch catfish back at home.
We can go down to the shittiest river.
Yeah.
The Mighty Crow.
Yeah, and
fuck, maybe that's what you gotta do. Just drive down to the river. Yeah, you might catch some big ones too.
Yeah, I just
dip.
That's what drove me crazy was catching catfish after catfish. Yeah. Like it was frustrating.
I was gonna say it would be frustrating just because you're like, I'm in Florida, I'm gonna catch some cool shit.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Catch a marlin offshore.
Yeah, but
here's catfish.
So the next day, I had a buddy that was down there like a week prior to me, same area, and he's like, go fish at this park in downtown Cape Coral, and because the canal is super close to the Calahoochee or whatever the fucking that river is called, but it runs right into the Gulf of Mexico.
Chattahoochee.
Yeah, I don't freaking know.
Just trying to quote
Alan Jackson.
Yeah, but they caught quite a few fish in that little like park bay area. Like people park their sailboats and other boats and fishing boats and shit in there and take a little dinghy out to them and everything. But we went there and, yeah, Caden caught red snapper after red snapper of that same size again.
Yeah.
We caught nothing big. That was it. And my buddy that was down there the week prior, he's like, yeah, we got the Jack Reval, the fish that I caught last year when I was down there. He said they caught a few of those, and they caught quite a few tilapia that were like 10 to 12 inches big. And he's like, if you catch those, you can keep those. Those are good eating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to keep anything. It'd just be cool to catch them, you know? And,
yeah.
But yeah, we didn't catch any big fish there that day, unfortunately. But there was a guy out in his boat doing the same thing with his cast net and catching all sorts of bait. And we were sitting there fishing, and the guy was about to leave, and he's like, hey, man, hey, yeah. And he was yelling at me. I'm like, hell, and he's talking to me. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, do you want any bait? And I'm like, sure, I've got quite a bit of shrimp in here. Oh, and that's while we were fishing there, we met this guy from Cuba. He was fishing there too, but he was using these little, like, silver dollar size crabs for bait. And you know, you shrimp, you use these, and you want, you take you. And just, okay. And he showed me how to do it. You grab the shrimp or the crab, and you rip the pincher off, and then you just hook it right through the ass, and off you toss it out and let it sit. And Caden was just having a ball.
Did you catch anything off it?
No, he caught those little tiny red snappers. Uh-huh. That's about it. That was all that was hanging out close to us. But yeah, that guy that was in the boat came up and gave us all this shrimp, and they were like a shiner with like blue and yellow fins, like dorsal fins and tail fins, and they were like this big.
Jesus.
Yeah, and he's like, use that and you'll catch big ass fish out here. There's always big fish hanging out and roaming. So I just, you know, I put that on and just let it. Watch my bobber swim around the entire bay. Like, I just left my drag bail open, yeah. And just watched my line peel off. And once I didn't have, was getting close to no line, I just reel it close in and let it do it all over again. But I didn't catch a fish, unfortunately. And
oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. And then that guy also gave us some shrimp and then these crabs that are like that. And he's like, yeah, you use that down in the ocean bays and you'll catch big snook on those. I'm like, oh, cool. And probably not going to do that, but thanks, you know. My son thinks this is cool. So, yeah, that was interesting. Guy had a really nice boat, though.
Oh, yeah.
One of those Grady Whites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're super nice.
Center console boat, yeah. Too. Yeah, it was gorgeous.
There's one that fishes right out in front of our cabin.
A Grady White?
Yeah. They're super nice boats.
Yeah, expensive.
Very.
Very expensive, and... Yeah, so that day there was probably the last time we actually got to fish for a good amount of time.
Did that boat have, like, the blue?
Jesus Christ. On that?
So it was it white and then it had, like, the blue?
Oh, no, it was just all white. And then it had the, like, metallic Grady White.
Okay.
It was metallic written in Grady White written in metallic.
Okay.
What year do you think it was?
Those things are fucking expensive.
It had to have been. There's no way that thing was any older than 5 years old.
Yeah,
but it was a center console 25 foot boat.
There's a surprising amount of those on Leech. Like,
because they're big water boats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
So like,
and they handle big water like.
Yeah. So like when we go to.
Well, that's not so bad though.
When we go to. Bear Island.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few of them out there.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that'd be sweet to have one of those boats and fish Lake of the Woods, Superior, with all that.
That's why I want a Boston Whaler.
Yeah, that'd be
$40,000.
Oh, that's not terrible.
No,
for a used one?
Yeah, right away when I looked it up, it was... I was seeing $300,000-$400,000.
Probably for a brand new one.
Yeah, for a brand new one. Holy shit. Yeah, brand new 25. It's a 257, so it's got to be like 25 feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's $180,000. Used. No, that was used. That's not even brand new.
Dang.
Jeez. Yeah, Grady's are a lot like Boston Whalers with the name. Why? It's like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's a well-known name, and then they keep their value like crazy.
Oh, they do. I see a lot of Boston Whalers out on Tonka when you're out there, too.
Yeah, dude.
They're just little 14-foot boats that bring people out to their sailboats out there, but still, there's one that I've seen out there that a guy was fishing out of.
Yeah, I think it'd be fucking fun as hell to fish out of one of those.
Well, doesn't Danielle have a Boston Whaler or a dad?
Yeah, both of them do.
Both of them do?
One's a 17-foot, one's a 13.
And you don't fish out of it at all?
I'll fish out of we fish out of 13-foot. Mm-hmm. 17-foot doesn't see the water too often. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's just the motor needs a little work. But, no, we've caught bass and panfish and everything out of the, and northern out of the mm-hmm. little 13-footer. They're fun as fuck, man.
I think they're cute little boats.
They're fun. They're a blast.
Yeah.
Unsinkable ship.
Unsinkable ship. I don't know about that.
What? Boston Whaler?
Yeah.
It's proven. It's so cool. Like,
won't sink?
No, they don't. So they've done like all these demonstrations. That's why Boston Whaler is like...
Ranger doesn't sink either, from what I've heard.
Technically, none of them sink.
The way this one... Or, like, their design and everything. It's kind of like one of the first ones that had the foam and everything. And then where they built their sandwich and whatnot.
Yep.
But they do all these, like, demonstrations and stuff where, like, they'll go into, like, the lake. And obviously they have stupid shit around them so they don't fucking pollute.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take a chainsaw and cut it because it's center console. And they'll cut it right in front of the center console from fucking bow or not, whatever, side to side. Port and stern or whatever.
I didn't get
and
what
they go all the way through
yep.
and it snaps in half and both sides just sit there like on like it's not even doing anything.
Wow.
And they took the one half of it obviously with the and it, both of them they're fully functional like motor everything.
Wow.
And the one half they didn't do anything to modify it because you could just see the foam.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that for hundreds and hundreds of miles around Europe with the half a boat. Wow. No front half.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. They're fucking
crazy.
They're unbelievable.
That's crazy.
But yeah, no, they're really cool boats. I would love to have a center console to cruise around Leech and be fun.
Yeah, but God, are they expensive too. Yeah. Ranger came out with a center console recently too, I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're the skiff boats or whatever.
Yeah.
For down in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, that'd be really cool.
There's a couple of those boats that are doing that skiff stuff that that I wouldn't think would, like Ranger and stuff like that.
I mean, I kind of figure Ranger would. They kind of dip their toes into everything.
Yeah,
even in the aluminum ocean. Boats and, yeah.
Really?
They've got pretty much everything. Because they've got aluminum boats, they got John boats, hunting boats, you know, fiberglass, and yeah, now the skiff boats that I've seen, well... I didn't see him personally, but I've seen him on, like, TV and videos and pictures and everything. So, yeah, I'd love to have a center console boat. I think it'd be awesome.
I think it for one, it'd be a freaking blast to drive around, like, to and from wherever you're fishing.
Yeah.
God, dude, that'd be fun. You can see shit.
Yeah.
I mean, both of us have tillers. Can't see shit.
And Joe Tackenberry has got a center console.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He lives down there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys saying that you want a steering wheel boat?
No, I'd say I want a center console.
Which is a steering wheel?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If I did convert, it'd be a center console.
I think same thing.
Yeah.
Because
there's a lot of space in them still.
There's a lot of
just like a side console.
There's a lot of useful space like with the center. Single
side console.
That's what I have.
Yeah, single bubble. Single bubbles are like a halfway, like a real happy medium between the two.
Because,
like, it just seems like, it's not a huge deal, but it seems like you lose a lot of room with, you know, a full windshield. But,
yeah,
I mean, you kind of do, but, like, you're just sitting there, you know.
Stay dry.
Yeah, you do stay dry. I'll agree to that.
Well, 100%. Yeah. You have to. Science.
And then this story, I guess you could say, on the flight back to Minnesota, the guy sitting in front of us as we were getting off the plane, Caden was talking to me, wish we caught more fish, but bigger fish, and da-da-da-da-da, and the guy in front of us turns around, he's like, well, hey, buddy, look at this fish, and whips out his phone, just a big-ass Goliath grouper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just massive, and how about this fish? That's a big fish, Sean. Keen's like, whoa, that's a big grouper. And the guy's like, oh, you even know what it is? And I'm like, yeah. kid knows his fish, and surprisingly he knows his ocean fish too. And
yeah.
The guy's like, well, that's great, and we got to talking and everything, and well, next time you guys are down in Florida, you should give me a call and I'll take you guys out fishing. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that'd be pretty cool, that'd be nice of you and everything. Yeah. And oh, but before that, I asked him, I'm like, you take a guide out, or you got a friend to take you out? Or he's like, I'm my own guide. And I'm like, oh, so you got your own boat. And the picture in the background, it's just this freaking, like, massive boat, you know. And there, he's like, yeah, we were out 77 miles this morning before I had to catch a flight to come back home to Minnesota.
Jesus.
That's but freaking wild, man.
He's got his own boat. They got a house down on Marco Island. And, yeah, he gave me his number and said next time I come down there, he'd take me and Caden out fishing. And so I got his number saved and everything. And
you got one person's number.
Yeah. One person to contact to take us fishing down there.
And it was a dude.
Hey, that's okay. He's going to take me 77 miles out on the ocean to go fishing.
You ever seen Dexter?
No. Okay. I've heard of it, though.
He has a boat, too.
Oh, does he?
Not everybody with bullets are psychos, man.
He's not a psycho. He kills bad people.
Yeah. I'm not bad.
Two wrongs don't make a right, man.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I never saw the show.
His name's Dennis, and I'm like, what's your last name, Dennis? And he looks at me, and he's like, Menace. And I'm like, what the fuck? You're joking, right? And he's like, no. People call me Dennis the Menace, but my last name's Larson.
Larson Boats.
Yeah, and I'm like,
yeah.
Wait a minute, does this fucker own Larson's boats or part of Larson fam? Because Larson's from Minnesota.
Oh, really?
Pretty sure. Pretty sure Larson's from Minnesota. Yeah, you should look that up.
Those are super nice
because
boats.
I got a friend.
Their tailors are really cool.
I got a friend. She said that her grandpa worked at Larson his whole entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
They're fancy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Larson has been in Minnesota. Are they?
I don't know, but I typed in Dennis Larson to Google image search. This is the first picture that pops up.
Is that your guy?
That's your guy.
Yes, that's my guy.
Oh, man, that's fucking...
I don't know. Whatever he does, he must make a freaking boatload of money, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, cold that's case really files.
Cool. Yeah, no, I thought it was pretty cool, and, like, what are the odds of... that, you know, some guy offering to take me and my son out fishing next that's time awesome. We go down there. He goes down there all the time, I guess. So he's like, yeah, just let me know next time you come, and more than likely I'll be down there. And I'm like,
that'd be sweet.
Cool. Yeah, it would be cool.
To go out on a boat.
Yeah, 77 miles out.
That's what I thought you were doing.
Like, I wanted to, but...
You just said you're going fishing, so I just automatically thought, like, oh, you're gonna...
I wanted to. I was looking for guides and everything, but it was only like $500 for 8-hour trip with some people, and then it was like $400 for a 4-hour trip. And
it's still a lot.
But the few people I did reach out to, they were just booked up.
Yeah.
Because it's spring break.
Spring break, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I, next time I do that, I'm to probably book in it a little more advanced.
Did you see, did you see any spring breakers?
Yes.
Like good ones?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
I did. Yes, it was nice.
I wonder where the David Paycheck is out of in Florida.
David Paycheck.
He's a guy from Minnesota. He's on the, I think he's on the BAS circuit. And he runs a guide service out of down there now. And he takes people out to catch 8 to 10 pound bass.
Peacock?
No. Like fucking... largemouth bass.
Down really?
Yeah.
Whatever that big ass lake is down there.
I think so too.
I can't remember the
name. It's
like
a big reservoir, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a fucking huge lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's like as big as Mille Lacs, I want to say, if not bigger.
Yeah, they catch some big old bass.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, what lake is that, god damn it?
Is it weird?
Does it start with a P?
No.
I'll look it up.
It's, like, literally right in the middle of the state.
Daniel's mom lives in Florida.
Oh, does she? Mm-hmm. We're in Florida.
Fuck, I know.
Patch check.
It's a cool town, I heard.
Yeah. it's nice. People are real nice, I guess. I don't know. No, I have no idea, but she wants us to go down there and go. She's like, oh, yeah, you guys can go with my buddy who takes people.
Do it, man. Do it. It'd be fun. Florida's cool. So don't go in the summer. Go in the winter.
Tohopekalaga.
No.
Over by Orlando, Florida.
It's south of Orlando, I think. Now you make me want to look.
I'm looking at his Facebook.
Oh.
We'll end up down there eventually. But not till the little ones.
Yeah, you got a little bit of time.
Plenty of time.
How long has Danielle's mom lived down there?
Quite a few years.
Okay.
What is that like?
Lake Okeechobee.
Okeechobee, yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. I knew it.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. But that lake's huge, too. But there is big freaking bass in there.
Wonder, like, what the fishing pressure. Like, not that it might affect the fish, but, like, how many fucking boats are out there? I guess not many, because, I mean, you think you got the whole fucking coast.
I'm sure you get your fair share of freshwater fishermen down there.
See? Yeah.
But a lot of people do ocean fishing, I'm pretty
sure.
Well,
why not?
Like, yeah. Because I was talking to Dennis, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, do you fish around Minnesota at all?
Talking to old Denny, yeah.
He's like, no, I don't really waste my time fishing in Minnesota anymore. And I'm like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, I just kind of get spoiled fishing the ocean. It's a little different. And you catch more fish, cooler fish, bigger fish, and fish that you can have a feast on basically everything. Like, there's so many different types of ocean fish that you can eat that are actually, like, good. Like, walleye and northern panfish here are good. You're not going to go out and catch a bass and eat a bass, you know. Maybe some people will,
speak
but...
Speak for yourself.
Some people do. Some people like bass. Or, like, it's more popular than you think, but, I don't know anybody
that'll go out and catch bass and keep bass.
I'd like to try rock
definitely
bass
not in the summer. Summertime.
Rock bass is good. It's just like panfish.
In the winter.
Wintertime, summertime, even.
Oh, I thought they get mushy in the summer.
The bigger ones do if you keep the smaller ones.
Well, I only catch big ones.
And just put them in ice water after you flay them. If you put all your flays in ice water or just cold water, they'll firm up right away. Mm. Yeah, because that's what we do up at the cabin after we get done flaying fish. We just run the water, which comes straight out of the well, and it gets literally gets ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
Ice fucking cold. And we just let that run for a long time, and it literally gets out all the blood and everything else. And and the meat firms right up. Just like panfish, sunfish, in my opinion.
I don't know why it wouldn't be.
Like, yeah, they eat the same thing and everything.
They're angry elves.
Yeah, they are angry elves.
Yeah, they're fucking. They're me fun.
That one more time,
yeah. Dude. They're fun as hell to catch.
Sweet.
We piss pound those things up at.
You'll catch like, one after another off our dock and otter tail too.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They're fun. God, their eyes are so cool.
Good googly moogly. That's what I think of. Like Jessens. All the eyes that Richard has been putting on all over the place. That's what they remind me of.
I gotta get some fun when you're casting big spinner baits. And
yeah,
you hook up. It's like, oh, it's a good one.
Nope, just a rock bass.
This big ass rock bass.
Or when you're using a sucker minnow that's like 4 or 5 inches long, and you catch a freaking rock bass the same size as your sucker minnow.
They're aggressive.
They are aggressive. I'll agree to that.
They're sweet. They're fun. That's what we used to catch on Pulaski all the time. We'd go out there just for that.
You still will. Did you catch a bunch that one day you went out
there? No, the wind was blowing the wrong way.
Oh,
it was blowing right into that shoreline, and it was like a 15 to 20 mile an hour wind.
Yeah, that's tough to fish out there, especially if there's traffic, because the wake boats out there.
They were still fucking, there was like 3 or 4 wake boats out there too.
Yeah.
It was like, what the fuck? It was.
They'll be out there at night running with spotlights.
Yeah, it was Labor Day weekend.
Swear to God, and isn't that illegal?
I don't know.
But they'll have spotlights on in the front of the boat and behind the boat, and they'll be wake surfing. And I'm like, that's got to be freaking illegal, like, because you can only jet ski until sunset, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
but I don't think jet skis have lights.
No, they don't.
So that makes sense, but I don't know.
What if you put?
I wish they would have fucking went through with that that bill if a lake was under
so many acres.
I think it was under 2,000 acres. It was it was really close to what the cabin lake is. So, and
you couldn't wake surf out there?
Yeah, no wake boats, because then it fucks up the shoreline.
Yeah, which would knock off like almost every single bay on Lake Minnetonka. So
right. But then there's big boats out there, so that could be like a...
Very controversial out there.
It wouldn't be bay. Bay by bay, that's considered one big fucking lake.
I think they'd go bay by bay with that lake.
I think the rich people would bitch enough. Yeah. Because you have the big boats. You already have huge boats that aren't, you know, wake boats that are creating the huge wakes out there.
Yeah, some of those freaking boats are just...
But it'll be like the carp thing where you can't shoot carp out there.
But so at night. You can do it during the day, just not at night.
Okay.
But how big is, like, the environmental factor? Like, there's a ton of those people around Minnetonka.
Mm. Rich people.
Yeah.
It's more about the rich people.
We got called in pretty quick. We made money a little tops. Bit of dirt in the water.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Fucking rich people.
Yeah, they're entitled.
No. Well, they have. Don't they have their own little organization?
That passes
the bill. The Minnetonka Watershed Organization, yeah. I think it's
whatever
called.
Whatever it is, so I'm sure they...
Or the Minnehaha Creek Watershed, that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Because you see those signs all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know either, but...
That'd be interesting if that something like that passed.
Give enough money to somebody to pass some fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice on the rest of the fucking lakes in Minnesota, though.
I don't know if that would ever pass.
I don't think it will.
It would make sense from a environmental standpoint.
Because that's what they try to do, is saying that, you know, they fucking
deteriorate. They do. I mean, they do erode the shorelines, because those wakes, I mean... There was one time I was out on Pulaski, and the one boat, I mean, it's got to be like a 26-foot wake boat.
Dude, they're
big. And they just suck in a bunch of water to make these waves go over your freaking head.
Mm-hmm.
The front end of my boat actually went underwater the one time. It went up and went...
Yeah.
Took on a whole bunch of water. Yeah.
Because they have tanks to make the boats heavier.
Yeah.
So then the fucking waves get...
Mm-hmm.
It's like... How do you guys pay for this?
Sink them down farther into the water, yeah.
The amount of money it costs to buy those boats and then to run, think of the fuel they're running through with all that fucking weight in that boat. Like,
we know somebody that's designing a wake boat that's going to be one of the best wake boats on the market, apparently. Joe Bellegarde.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Him and this group of other guys are designing this boat that's supposedly going to be better than Malibu.
Good for him.
Yeah, right? I always knew he was going to freaking do something wizard genius like that.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
For him.
That's what his brother Josh was telling me the last time I was hanging out with him, though.
Until we pick at his business.
Yeah.
And tell him to F himself or erode my shoreline.
Throw us a free boat.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah,
throw us a free boat and we'll go the other way.
Yeah. I won't.
Then we'll start tubing behind it.
And then I'm going to sell that boat and then I'm going to buy a Ranger.
Yeah. Like four Rangers.
Yeah, literally.
Fuck.
Maybe two.
I'm going to buy a Whaler.
It's brand new. They're going like 80 Gs.
You already got two Whalers.
Yeah, but I want my own.
What's hers is yours.
Yeah, but it's not.
And then you get the big one.
Isn't it more?
When he kicks the bucket.
No.
Huh? I was going to say, is it more what's his is hers and what's hers is hers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it goes?
No, his'll, both of them are original. I would change mine, like putting troll motor and everything on it. But like his is a rare Whaler. They only made it for one or 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's pretty rare.
What year is it?
74.
Okay.
17 foot, I think. It's not an offset. Eco, no. Can't remember. But yeah, no, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, Whalers are cool.
It's all mahogany.
Oh, really?
That makes them really expensive.
Yeah. Smells of rich mahogany.
Rich mahogany.
I don't know why I said that.
Mahogany wood.
Books, leather bound.
Leather bound books. Smells of rich mahogany. Fuck yeah, I just found that.
The shed?
That is Mitch? No, the cardboard there?
Oh, the first.
That was the very first broken prop tourney scoreboard.
It's quite the scoreboard. On a Keystone
15 or?
We were up there, actually. Case. So we were up there, the first night we were up there, we caught a bunch of walleyes and crappies. And
what does MILF stand for?
So it's actually minor league fishing.
Oh. Okay.
So then you put a small I after the M, yep. So it's minor league.
I get it.
So we did three rounds. And
it was just you three, huh?
Yeah, well, because we were bored.
Yep.
Because we went out the one night and we caught a bunch of walleyes and a bunch of crappies just trolling cranks.
Okay.
Dude, it was sweet.
A lot of fun.
And then the fucking otters ate those off the stringer.
I remember you telling me that story.
And then the next day, we still had like 2 days up there. Like, what the fuck are we going to do? Like, okay, let's do a little fishing tournament. It was just by inches, which is how we did the first broken prop tourney.
Okay.
But it was so early. The first time we went up there for the broken prop tourney, it was opener. And the water was cold and nothing was fucking biting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's by inches. So we just measured each fish, went by inches per round, and that was pretty sweet.
You really blew everybody out of the water on the first
round. Yeah, and round three, I hardly even fished because I was just driving the boat for these guys. And then Mitch ran away with it. Or he was behind Rask, and then he went 190 inches in the third round, final round, to get second place.
It's a lot of fish.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of northerns.
Kind of a big deal.
Hell yeah.
And that was like late July, I want to say.
I'm looking forward to that tournament.
Me too.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It should be good. We're going to have fucking 5 boats, 10 guys. I'm excited.
I'm going to have live scope. And
are you?
Yeah.
Fucker.
Did you buy one?
Not yet. I'm currently in the process of nice.
I just saw
up, and I'm almost there.
A whole Panoptic set up for $800 on Marketplace.
I'm just going to upgrade my units and my boat.
Nice.
That's what I'm going to do. Because I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you're spending is it used?
No. I'm going to buy new.
You're spending a lot of money.
Yeah. Because I'm going to transfer that to my new boat. Because probably going to get a new boat either sometime this summer or next year.
Nice.
I haven't decided yet.
Bigger?
Yeah, I'm going to go with an 18-foot.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. 18-foot what?
Another tiller.
Yeah.
But another glass boat. I don't know what Ranger kind. Yeah, Ranger, Yarcraft, whatever comes up with a good. Or whatever's in my price range, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to buy a new boat, but a new to me, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, whatever's in my price range. But I'd like to stick to Yarcraft. I really. Make it really boats. Like my boat, yeah.
And they're newer, like newerish ones are really interesting design.
Brand new boats are so nice.
They're
what's
sweet.
What's that one?
So freaking nice.
You ever seen Tuffies?
Yeah, Tuffies are nice boats.
Musky boats.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of those on Mille Lacs, actually.
Yeah, that's where I've seen the one.
That's a reasonable price, too.
Mm-hmm. I actually looked at a Tuffy when I was looking for boats. It was actually the boat before the Yarcraft that I looked at.
Really?
Nice. Yeah. That one, there was something wrong with it that I didn't care to fix. I didn't want. It would have been a cheap fix, but I wanted my boat then and now. I didn't want to wait like 2 weeks for the repair to happen.
Yeah.
That's what steered me away from that. But yeah, I did look at a Tuffy. Looked at a Tuffy. I looked at a Warrior.
I haven't really looked at hardly any of them. Like, deep dive on them.
And I looked at a Center Console Fisher. Fiberglass boat.
Mm.
If you've heard of Fisher before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know Fisher even made Center Console boats.
I'd be weary on
Fisher.
Fiberglass, like technically like a cheaper fiberglass mm-hmm. boat.
Yeah, no, I looked at it and I'm like,
because like your Tuffy, your Yarcraft, your Warrior, and Ranger,
mm-hmm. they've been around.
They can fight it out to whatever's the best mm-hmm. or whatever. But then mm-hmm. you like start getting like off brand ones of those, and you're like,
mm-hmm. like Fisher makes a solid aluminum boat, but
yeah, for sure.
Fiberglass.
Yeah. Should just go buy a new 2090.
Yeah, I need to find a sugar mama first.
You sell a lot of feet pics for that.
Who wants to buy my feet pictures? Yeah. I got hobbit feet.
Yeah, there's that. I'm sure there's a market out there for that.
I'm sure there's a genre.
That is a genre. That's hairy a hobbit feet.
Weird fucking genre.
Dude, do you want some of those...
Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry I didn't send you a picture of me in my banana hammock.
Yeah, you fucking tease.
I'm disappointed you. I know. I've been told I'm a tease a lot.
I was waiting all week. Yeah, you went down to Florida. I went to...
Colorado.
I didn't realize that state was so fucking liberal.
Yeah, they're a very liberal state.
Holy fuck.
Awesome, amazing state, but yeah. Very liberal.
Holy shit.
Very, very liberal, yes.
Paper straws and all.
I tried to go into the mountains and avoid all people out there at all costs.
Well, then you're going to run into those Subaru drivers.
Dude, it was mostly fucking Toyotas. Those
Subaru drivers.
There's so many Toyotas.
Yeah, there's a lot of Toyotas. Yes, there is.
And then all those fucking camper thing. But the cool ones?
Like the Mercedes-Benz campers?
No, like trucks with... and for some reason, like the week before I went out there, I was seeing a lot of TikToks with their toppers, and then they have the fucking camper on top and shit like that on TikTok.
Okay.
And I go out there and just fucking everywhere. Mm. And then like everybody that lives out there has fucking campers too. Like pull behind campers and shit. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Where are you going to go camping? You're camping in your house pretty much with this freaking scenery all around you.
Drive, 10 miles and they're in the mountains. Yeah. But I don't know. It was interesting. There was probably, I saw more Toyotas than anything out there.
Did you try doing any fishing while you were there?
No. I didn't have any time. I got away for one afternoon to go drive and look for turkeys.
And eat gummies.
Not that gummies.
Montana.
I ate the gummies at night.
Montana, it was Toyotas and Subarus.
That was weird. But that was like prime season for, tourists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This wasn't. This was fucking people that lived, and then the rooftop fly rod holder deals, mm-hmm. where they have the locks.
Yeah, look like PVC those
were,
things.
Those were, no, not even PVC, like, they were
fucking they looked sweet. Like them. Yeah, they were expensive.
Those were everywhere. I don't know, it was kind of cool. It was interesting.
I'm hoping to get out there soon. I love Colorado. I was just looking at plane tickets, and it was $70 round trip at the end of this month.
Oh, no shit. Cool.
Yeah. That'd for some country. Yeah. I've already been looking into it. VRBO at this one place just outside of Breckenridge. It was a condo, 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom condo, and it was only $80 a night.
I know a place you could probably stay for free.
Really? I mean, I wouldn't be opposed.
She's got 4 extra bedrooms.
Oh.
A corgi and a midget cat. Now she'll probably be working.
I'm going out there to fish.
There's your sugar butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll,
yeah.
Me and Ben, for sure, looking for 2 other guys that Mitch never responded.
I mean, I'd go, but I wouldn't go turkey hunting. I'd go fishing. It'd be
turkey hunting.
I'd go fishing while you guys go turkey hunting.
Well, we need a partner for Mitch. Carry him up the mountains.
Just come fly fishing with me. Different trip I got to save for next year.
Like I said, I'd go fly fishing.
Super cheap.
That's what I would do. There's a lot of good fishing down there.
Fly fishing would be fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun, especially down there.
I wonder if there's as many rules in Colorado as there was in Idaho. Like, there's certain stretches. Like, if you keep a fish out of this stretch of the river, you have to fucking write it down on your license and... All this here. I got the license right here.
No, I've heard of that, but dude, I didn't hear anything like that in Colorado.
Insane.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh. He's getting old.
These chairs, dude. Wait till you stand up. These chairs suck.
That's why I choose to stand.
That's why I choose to stand.
So, you have to... What kind of fish it was?
Well, go to your mic.
I'm showing Jamie quick.
Weird.
Yeah, and then at the bottom they have all the codes for the rivers, but even like...
The river that we were on was, you had to write down which stretch of the river you were on, and every day we were probably on 2 different stretches,
mm-hmm.
or 2 different stretches where you had to write different codes on it.
Yep.
So it was interesting. And I don't know if that's only for the fish that we were fishing for.
3 day was $44, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It's not horrible.
$20 for 3 day in Florida.
Yeah.
How much?
20.
Oh, really?
Well, what Ben? Isn't Ben's going on to Florida pretty soon? Isn't he?
I think so.
Probably. Yeah.
He said, and he buys like the $80 for a year, because next year they might go down there within that year that his license is still good for.
Kind of like a South Dakota thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you buy that makes sense. South Dakota.
Yeah. I'm hoping to go down there around the same time next year. I'd like to go down there earlier when it's not so freaking busy with everybody down there. Like, there.
Yeah, but you'd
think, so busy. You'd spring break.
You'd think that in the wintertime it's always busy, though. But, yeah, spring break would be really bad.
March, the entire month of March is really busy down there. Yeah. At least that's what my cousin. Like I said, he lives in Naples, which is south of where we were. But he said March is the busiest time of year down there just because of spring break.
Good scenery, though.
Yeah, no, very. I enjoyed it.
Sunglasses season.
It was.
So what's really at your flag fly, or you gotta like dig a hole for it?
Well, you know, I just kind of sat there and enjoyed the scenery.
Oh,
hands in his pockets.
Yeah.
No.
Duct tape. Gotcha.
Yeah, and duct tape.
Waistband.
Electrical tape.
Hides it and it feels good.
Fishing line?
Yeah. I just did the whole tuck method.
With fishing line?
No. I was just naming shit off. Are you
playing fucking sock puppets?
Sock.
Sock puppets with fishing line. That's new to me. I obviously see what Mitch does at home.
That's how I got her.
That's how you got Danielle, huh?
Gotcha, bitch.
Walk around like it's on a leash. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. What about dick in a box? Huh?
That's overplayed.
No, that's overplayed. Yeah,
that's too original.
Yeah.
And if you pull out the ring box, they might think it's something else.
I need a shoebox.
A very small shoebox.
Yeah. Kid's shoebox.
Size 11?
That's right.
In tiny people.
In kids. Lila's got size 10.
In toddlers.
I just found that out today.
In kids?
Yeah.
Caden's already in a size fucking 5. I couldn't believe that.
It's like man.
The one people? Size... One size below men's, because men's starts in 6.
Hmm.
Oh, really?
I found that out when I went to the Nike outlet recently.
Yeah. Interesting. They have kids' shoes there?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The kids' shoes and, they're...
Oh, they got quite a few. Yeah, they got a shit ton
of yeah.
kids' stuff I never looked at that, so...
Yeah, no, they've got kids' shoes there, but if you want a really good deal on shoes, go over to Adidas. Adidas kids' shoes are fucking dirt cheap.
Really?
Yeah.
Us poors have to shop at the outlet mall, Matt.
Yeah, I go there for the Under Armour base layers.
Every year?
No, like...
Every 2 years?
No, because... No, 4, 5 years. Because those ones get worn out that I bought a long, long time ago. Yeah. And then I went this year and bought a couple... Because it was supposed to be cold when I went to Idaho.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
No, it was 70. So I went...
Go figure.
I went a month ahead of time to the Under Armour outlet, and I bought heavy base layers.
Because
I knew I'd need them for ice fishing, and shit like that.
Hunting,
so fishing. I was like, all right, I'm going to buy some new ones, because I was skinnier at that point. And then went and bought these new ones, and it's like, these are fucking nice. And then, yeah... Didn't fucking need them.
I can't remember the name brand of them, but I got them for 50% off. But it was at Joe's Sporting Goods that one day when I got all that Striker gear.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like $30 for the top and $30 for the underwear.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was originally $60.
There's can't nothing better was, than good base layers.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I wore it a few times and it's pretty legit.
That's fucking sicko ones are. So fucking nice, man.
They didn't have... I was looking for the Sitka ones because I'm like 50% off. I wonder what the Sitka base layers are.
Now Shields...
All sold out. All fucking sold out.
Now Shields has a deal with First Light.
Really?
So they have First Light in stores.
I know somebody that works at Shields.
There you go. I would love to have.
I like shoes.
I would like to get another pair of base layers. I really like my the Sitka ones I have, but I'd like to get a heavier one.
Yeah.
You know those really small Rapalas?
Yep. Got one in the back of my head one time.
Well, I found out they make even smaller ones now to the point where they only have a rear hook on it. They don't even have that front hook anymore.
I'd always take that front hook off anyways, and just because...
Dude, they're so small.
Then they'd swim better if you took that first one off, too.
Dude, yeah. But they were still $7.50. Yeah.
I remember when you could buy a Rapala for $3.50.
I don't.
I do. Fuck. I bought a lot when I was a child.
That's why I always just use the Berkeley Flicker.
Flicker shads. You can buy those three for nice. $12.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they work. Yeah.
No, that's what we caught all those walleyes and crappies on.
Mm-hmm.
Up at the cabin.
Fuck's that?
Sounds like somebody's going to the bathroom.
Somebody take a deuce.
Oh, I can hear just tinging that fucking dun 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 dun. Every corner just fucking.
Somebody put change down the toilet, it sounded like.
Craps out two dimes and a nickel.
Fucking rattling off the wall.
Sweet. Yeah, I don't know. Next weekend is a turkey. Or next week is turkey opener. Next Wednesday. Gobble, gobble. They're fucking, dude, they're strutting all over the place right now.
We've been getting scouting reports.
Oh, yeah, that too. Right across the road here. Mm-hmm. Been watching them.
I'm sure.
And then, which we might be fucked for that tourney or that competition because they got permission for across the road here. Kenzie and we got a big turkey contest with Kenzie and Ronnie.
And they got permission for across the road?
Yeah.
They just came in and asked or what?
No.
Yeah, Ronnie's related.
Oh, okay.
So, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's so many.
Like across the road, the same property as
Ben
Elson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
But, Matt. Yeah. When was that? When did he send that last picture?
Saturday? A couple days ago, yeah.
Saturday, Sunday? Fuck. I don't even know where the hell that camera is. But it's on the food plot, and there was. The sun was like in the background, and then there's like five or six big old toms strutting, and then I was like, oh,
yeah. Well, right out in front of the house, there's fucking like 20 turkeys.
Well, I think it was last year or the year before, but Ben sent a Snapchat, and he was just got in the turkey blind.
Yeah.
Not even 10 minutes later. Well, I'm done.
And oh, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Because last year he kept sending the Snapchats of the turkey that was. Like 30 yards away from him in the woods.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
He only wants to hunt with he wants to hunt up at his land up north because it's too easy for him down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to murder two turkeys, and we'll probably lose the bet. But I was already going to lose it.
So. Yeah. I do know that property has a lot of fucking turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Because the one Snapchat from 2 years ago, after he shot his one turkey, there are freaking turkeys everywhere.
Yeah. There's a huge group of them out here.
Yeah.
The one day it was exactly a week ago, we were coming back from dance, and just a mile down the road here, because those turkeys go back and forth, mile down the road, there's fucking 30 of them sitting in the field over here, and I was like, holy shit. But now it seems like they've kind of dispersed a little bit now, because now there's like five or six here, two over here, and you'll see them, they're kind of all over the place.
Maybe they're getting ready to mate.
I think so.
So they're spreading apart.
That's why.
Female.
And usually when we go up turkey hunting, we go Friday. We go up there Friday night or whatever and just hunt one full day. But this year we're going up Thursday night, hunting Friday and Saturday. That's so
basically the full weekend.
And I'm going to try and get it done out of a saddle.
You can do it.
I'm going to try.
I got faith in you.
I'm going to try and tuck back into a pine tree so I'm all covered up and shit.
I'm just going to sit. Shoot the first thing.
And then have. I wonder if Josh is bringing up his ground blind.
I might bring a ground blind. Actually, I will bring a ground blind.
Because he said.
Because if it's raining, I ain't sitting under.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to sit in the rain.
We'll see. I don't have the forecast for I got it up to Thursday now, where it drops down to 54. Down here.
Even up there? Or down here?
Down here.
Down here. So it probably drops down to like 45 up there.
Well, that was a high. So we'll see.
It's still too far out. I think I saw rain like all next week. So
yeah,
and that can change.
Until barely. Thursday.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, part of Wednesday rain. We'll see. Maybe we'll get a thunderstorm like that first year.
That'd be pretty neat.
That sucked. three that of would us. Suck. Three of us in a fucking really small ground blind.
And even, do you guys stay in that camper still too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cooped up in that all day too.
No, we're all
well at night when it's raining.
Oh yeah, that one. Well, see, last year.
Didn't you guys record when it was storming? Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So last year, Matt went and got the other camper. Apparently, they have another camper. Oh. And he and Josh were in that one.
Mm.
And they were, that one's fucking really nice. Hmm. And they were.
Totally stands pretty nice.
Yeah, it's older, but it's clean.
Yeah. As long as it's clean.
Yeah.
Don't have bugs crawling up you while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Had that happen before at somebody's.
Did you sleep on the bed last year? I couldn't remember.
Yeah, both years.
I got the couch.
It gets hot as fuck back there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Which is a good problem, but like, you wake up and you're like, mouth is dry as shit. You're sweating. I think I opened the fucking door.
2 years ago, it was really warm out.
Yeah.
And then last year, we had snow.
Last year was cold as shit.
It was cold. I was running all over that fucking place. I got to know the property really well, though.
I sat in one spot.
That'd be me. I'll just sit and wait.
Mm-hmm. Nothing coming to me.
Trump Tower.
That wasn't fucking,
that. That fucking deer stand is sweet.
Hell yeah.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Shit, yeah. Well, I got a shower and...
wash your stinky balls.
Yeah. Yeah. I was too tired last night to take a shower.
So they're extra stinky.
Very stinky.
Very nice.
Very shower.
Me too.
Yeah, I had to shower right away because working with silica all day. I didn't want to deal
inhale
with that.
Inhale that.
Oh, I've inhaled a lot.
Give it to your baby. And
yeah, I didn't want her to get it. I probably got it. I probably got black lung pop.
Insurance. Workman's
You're
comp.
Just really, really, really ridiculously good looking.
It's going to take a...
It's an 81 Honda. How dare you?
What?
Go on Workman's comp. Get another 12 weeks off.
Yeah.
That'll cover turkey opener and fishing opener.
Fishing opener
probably up to 4th of July.
Almost. I know. Can't
and wait. Then the week after fishing openers, and we had a
broken prop.
That's gonna be sweet.
Yeah, I got some.
Being that
got some dealing to do with.
Didn't fucking fish out there. I ice fished out there more than I summer fished last year.
I've never ice fished it.
That's pretty sweet.
I know.
It was cloudy this year. I mean, cloudy compared to
years in the past.
Yeah,
as it's usually not an aquarium.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember the past years you've sent the snaps, and it's like, dude. It's like Lake Pulaski.
Dude, this year was a little cloudy, but it was still good.
Yeah.
Still Spirit of Pile of Northerns the first time we went up. And
I need to do that. It's been many years since I've gone spearing.
Do it next year.
I bought a brand new spear.
I have my own spear and everything.
3 years ago. I haven't touched water.
Mine hasn't touched the water since I was like 18.
Hmm.
Long time.
Spearing's a blast.
It is fun. Caden wants to do it, so I got to get him out and doing it.
Yeah, I was gonna build a spear house.
I had the old Mankato briefcase style. That was my spear house.
Thick ass tarp.
They were great for spearing. Mm-hmm. So dark in there.
I'm still trying to figure out. Like Grandpa had that one, and it had a port for a fucking wood stove.
Mine did too.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't have like what we have today. Obviously, like we're so used to like, oh, we need room. We're like,
yeah, but
the suitcase one was like it was
like four by four,
and then like you had a 2x2 hole, and then right next to that was where the wood stove would go.
Yeah.
Yep, in between you two fishing.
Yeah, so it's just like that'd be fucking tight.
Mm-hmm. It is tight.
It has a tiny ass spear hole too.
Yeah. Well, that was normal back then.
I know, but like.
Like, they're not.
And we'll even talking to Rast Dad, when I went out with them the one time, they didn't have saws or even augers. They would fucking chip.
Gross.
Chip a hole. Didn't matter how thick the ice was, they would chip holes out. So, like, that's what they would do.
Gross.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Yeah. And imagine having a hand auger, and then even if you wanted to hand auger a spear hole out, and you try and connect those fucking holes together, like, you can't, it would you can't get, do
you
can't, it.
No, you can't without getting completely soaked.
But even if it, like, imagine a hand auger starting over, or, you know, yeah, you're starting a new hole and you're getting through, and then all of a sudden it wants to grab into the other hole, and then, yeah, it won't fucking, you know.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate that.
I can't imagine.
No.
Dude, I did pick up that, what the fuck? That, is that laser? The Strike Master auger.
Oh, the electric one?
No, just the bit.
Oh, the bit, the light flight.
The light flight.
That's what I have, too, is the light flight. It's awesome. I love mine.
Yeah, dude.
I attached mine to an ion head, though.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Power.
Yeah, as long as it works, fuck it.
It works freaking great.
Yeah, I didn't have, I think I had mine on my DeWalt. That was nice. Mm-hmm. I got to figure out how to hook it up to the clam plate, though.
Oh.
Otherwise, keep it separate from the clam plate,
mm-hmm,
and just have my 6-inch Eskimo on the clam plate, and then just have the...
I'm sure, though, you don't need the clam plate for that light flight, because it's so light. It's like, tall, what, 3 pounds? Shit,
too, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so tall.
Yeah. You'd be good. I don't think you'd need it.
Well, I just kind of like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the whole auger feeling or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nice. You know, you set it down. Otherwise,
mm-hmm,
I didn't have the fucking hammer drill handle for the...
Oh.
I didn't bring that with, which you definitely need that.
It's nice to have. I will agree to that, yes.
Because then you could kind of do like a half-ass
on. Otherwise, you can rip your fucking wrist off, which I did before, mm-hmm, with the K-drill one time.
Yeah.
I didn't feel good.
No.
I thought I broke my wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, gentlemen.
Yeah, next week, pleasure. We'll talk about turkey hunting.
Gobbles.
Instead of 2 months turkey talk, this year we're just doing a couple weeks. And then it'll be like 2 months of fucking...
Fishing talk. Fishing.
Leading up to opener. Actually, a month. Leading up to opener and then the broken prop tourney.
Hell yeah. Can't wait.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to you later. Bye.